James Carville accuses transport supporters of catering to left-wing zombies. By Dylan Gwynn on October 20, 2025. Longtime Democrat political analyst James Carville believes that politicians who support allowing men to compete in women's sports are catering to left-wing zombies and destroying the hard work of female athletes. Carville's ire was raised by California Democrat gubernatorial candidate Betty Yee, who told Piers Morgan that she believed trans athletes were indeed women, and that gender-neutral categories should be created for them to compete, including in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympic Games. "I think transgender athletes are women athletes and they should be able to compete," Yee insisted. Carville did not conceal his disdain for the idea. "What bullshit," Carville said in response to Yee. "I want to take this Betty Yee from the standpoint of somebody that has daughters and somebody that my daughters would were never particularly athletic, but I have a lot of friends that have daughters that play soccer, play volleyball, run track, play softball," Carville said. "You know what their parents don't want them doing for good effing reason is competing with males." Carville then pleaded with Yee to study the differences in athletic performance between MENA ND women by comparing the winning times and numbers of female athletes and compare them to the men's category. "Because, what you're doing, you understand what you're doing. To try to some kind of cheap political point with a bunch of left-wing zombies is you're ruining the women that work their asses off. That compete, and by the way there's been an explosion in interest in women's sports," Carville said. "The last thing they need to do is be competing against the Duke men's basketball team." Carville concluded, "This is asinine, asinine, asinine." After co-host Al Hunt noted that trans inclusion was an insult to Title IX, Carville rhetorically asked, "It's just like why? Where are these people coming from? What rock did they crawl from under?"